Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Whitney. How may I assist you?
Well, I've been on hold. I mean, I was talking to somebody else about a class that is no longer appearing.
All right, one moment, please. One second, please. I think it might be a retired class. One moment. Let me see if that's one of their retired classes.
I just watched it yesterday, part of it.
Is it not on your class dashboard?
No, because I don't, I just would every day watch it. I didn't, how do I get it on my dashboard? Well, I can't anymore, huh? None of her classes are on there.
Did you have the class paid and on your dashboard before?
No, I'm a premium member, so I just, you know.
What's your first and last name and address, please?
Sue Resop, R-E-S-O-P, at 350 Longwood Lane in Wrightstown, Wisconsin.
One second, please. I'm still with you, ma'am. One moment.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, I'm just trying to get more information on that. Let me see if it's coming up on our Stitch and Slash. One moment. Okay, so if you Google it, it'll come up and you'll be able to play it, and it goes to Craftsy, but I'm not able to pull it up like on a Craftsy website, but if you Google it, you'll be able to play it that way.
Okay, and like in the future, how do I get classes on my dashboard.
You just go to the classes and put them on, put them, purchase those, and it'll go to your dashboard.
So if I put purchase to own, I don't have to pay for it because I'm a premium member, but it still goes
on. That is
on
correct. Only if they're locked classes. Those are only purchase to own classes or not through the membership, but you'll know the ones that have locks by them that's not included in the membership.
Oh, I didn't know that. So if I Google Stitch and Slash, it'll come up?
Yes, and it'll take you to that. I'm not sure why it does it like that.
So just on my Google search.
Correct.
And then I can't purchase to own it then, huh?
You should be able to that way, yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm seeing, I just tried doing it. Oh, yeah, here. And then I click purchase to own.
Mm-hmm.
So do I add it to my cart, even though it says $39.99?
Yes, ma'am. You have to be logged in, and then you'll be able to do it that way.
Okay, and I'm not going to be charged for it, though, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and then when I want to see it at other times? So now when
it's
I look
on
at
your
my
glass
cart,
dashboard.
It's on my what dashboard?
Correct.
Plastic. Okay. Okay, so where is my class dash? Okay, I can see like where my name is.
You would just say classes. If it has, you have 12.
When I click on my name, I get my account, membership, my orders, profile, and sign out.
Right.
So is it my orders?
You haven't purchased it yet, ma'am. It's still in your cart.
Okay. Proceed to check out.
Why is it telling you to pay for it?
Yeah, now they're going to charge me for it, which I don't want to pay for that.
Then that is a, no, that's a purchase to own class. You can't put that in the cart. That's, you have to purchase that one. That is a purchase to own class. That's not included in the membership. I just looked on the list. Yes, ma'am. So you'll have to purchase that one separately.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm not going to do that. So, okay.
All right. Thank you for calling Crossy Media Membership. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.